With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The Ministry of Justice and Labor Relations is investigating a reported altercation between an employee and employer at LickTech Investment CC in Windhoek, allegedly sparked by a wage dispute. The incident resulted in injuries, and the ministry's spokesperson Maria Hedimbi has acknowledged the seriousness of the matter.
The ministry has so far dispatched labor inspectors to the company to investigate the incident and to determine if there is any form of labor law related violations, and will ensure compliance should our findings confirm any violation of the law. The ministry is therefore urging employers and employees in general to handle labor dispute in accordance with the laid labor dispute resolution mechanisms and in a manner that ensure a safe and respectful working environment.
To Okahanja now, where over 5,000 people marched in protest following the brutal rape and murders of three girls in recent weeks. The Namibia Press Agency reports that the residents demanded justice for the victims and called for stronger protection measures, including better security at schools. According to the police, the bodies of the girls were mutilated. Deputy Minister Dino Bellotti received their petition and promised to take action. The Congress of South African Trade Unions has condemned the Democratic Alliance for challenging the Employment Equity Amendment Act in court. COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks tells us that the DA's claims of racial exclusion are baseless and maintains confidence that the legal challenge will be rejected.
The Constitution is eloquently clear in its requirements for the state to seek measures to address the discriminatory legacies of the past and the inequalities of today, including through employment equity and fair discrimination. Any government which fails to live up to these fundamental constitutional prescripts can and has been taken to court previously. The Employment Equity Act is nearly as old as our hard-won democracy.
And police in Sweden have detained a 16-year-old suspected of murdering three people at a hair salon in the city of Uppsala.
The suspect was arrested shortly after midnight following Tuesday afternoon shooting in a university town less than 50 miles from Stockholm. Swedish police say an investigation is underway and are intensely looking into the theory that the murders were gang-related. In 2023, Sweden had the highest rate of gun violence per capita in the European Union. The European Parliament recently stated that the country is battling a wave of gang violence. Sweden's government has also vowed to strengthen gun laws following February's mass shooting, where 11 people were killed. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.